Starting Monday the 10th, the Mayor Electoral Commission will start receiving nomination papers from candidates. These are the nomination papers that we started giving them on the 16th of January. We gave them in advance so that they can go through the forms, gather all the details that will support their nomination, and then submit the papers with all the supporting documents to us. The process will be for presidential candidates. They are going to submit directly to the Malawi Electoral Commission in Blantyre, where our headquarters is, but we have identified a neutral venue, a bigger venue, because some of them might wish to come with their supporters. But for candidates who are competing or who intend to compete for local government elections and also parliamentary elections, these will be submitting their nomination papers to the district commissioners in their councils. So it's like we have decentralized the system.
After receiving the nomination papers, what follows?
After receiving the nomination papers, we are going to screen them because there are some things which are like need for a nomination paper to be supported by at least 10 people from the ward or constituency and also 10 people from the district. That is in case of local government, parliamentary and the presidential elections respectively. So we need to really verify if these people who supported the nomination papers, they are registered voters or not. And if they are registered voters, they are registered voters either in the ward or constituency where the candidate wishes to contest. Apart from that, we also need to verify some details about the candidates which they have submitted to us. So this is the time that we do our in-house screening. And it is a tedious process, but we'll do everything to make sure that we release the list of the candidates who are successful before the 20th of March.
What about the Presidential Debate Committee that will determine how many debates that will be have the procedure, basically? Because I know most Malawians are anticipating the first presidential debates.
We are making progress on that one. The task force has been meeting, and so far we have some clear picture about the debate. We are planning for three debates, which will be in all the three regions. And we are also planning to meet with the Secretary General of the presidential candidates just to agree on final modalities of the debate. We are also into fundraising and resource mobilization to make sure that we give our people the best. And apart from that, we are also meeting to finalize on some of the small issues like identifying the anchor for that, learning from other countries how they have done it. And I think that's all.
What about the voters list? You are compiling a voters list. The voter registration process is over. The next is to put the voter list out there for people to verify their information. How is that process going so far?
That process is progressing quite well and fine. You have to understand our system that we are using a manual system, the optical mark recognition system, whereby we capture all the data on a paper and we have to scan this into a computer. So it's quite a tedious process, unlike when you are capturing the information in biometric or electronically. We are compiling the voters' roll at the moment, and we're optimistic that come early March or thereabout, we should be able to display this voters' roll for people to go and inspect how their details are appearing in the register.
Are you meeting political parties and talking to them about these processes that you're going through in order to ensure the credibility of the process and transparency thereof?
We have what we call the National Elections Consultative Forum. This is a platform for us to consult political parties, and not only political parties, but all the political stakeholders like government departments, the security, development partners, the civil society. We have been meeting them frequently, and where we are going, we are meeting them monthly, or as the media may urge us to do so. Because what we have planned is that wherever there is a big issue and we intend to do a big exercise, we always consult our stakeholders. Like in this case, we have the submission of nomination papers. So we have organized the meeting on the 31st of January just to brief them about the process and get also the input from them how they agree with us to go about it.